translate for him. Okay, this is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 4. This is letter number 1058. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Chav Beis Sivan, the 22nd day of Sivan, Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So Rebbe said, I received your letter dated on from Sunday, Bahaloscha, and I'm surprised that in your entire letter you don't mention anything about the vehicles or the pipelines for your livelihood, which is each chassid, especially one who learned in the Yeshiva Lubavitch Atomim, for sure. What is the, I guess the person was writing about his difficulty with his financial status, but what is the tzinner, the Rebbe writes, what is the vehicle, the pipeline for one's livelihood, especially for a chassid, especially for a tamim, is the setting up time for studying chassidus, if possible, together with friends, but minimally for yourself. And self-understood, the Rebbe says, that this is in addition to keeping the regular shiurim, the regular classes that are equal for everybody, which is the Yom Tehillim, saying, the Chumash with Rashi, and the Tanya, which have already been for a while instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, for all those that are tied and are connected to him. The Rebbe ends with a blessing for Parnasa, for livelihood, with success, and he should notify good news from his good situation, both physically and spiritually. So, I guess maybe he wrote at length about all of his problems, and he's asking for a bracha, right. And the Rebbe says, you're not writing about what you're doing about to help yourself, and yes, that is by setting up time for learning Chassidus.